what red flags indicate a potential mismatch between the customer and a builder?
Feeling rushed, not understanding the process, having minimal communication. That's conversations that need to happen.
It's all valid stuff that's good. What has to happen?
Hey guys, welcome to The Builder's Edge. I'm Norm Wales from Norm Wales Constructions. Now, for me, the whole purpose of this podcast here is to bring a little bit more awareness around the construction industry. I've been feeling for many, many years that there's not enough helpful information out there to support you guys to make the right choice. Now, we are a smaller family independent building company, and we're not here to build everybody's home. But we would definitely love to be able to work with you to facilitate your dream home. But if we don't build your new home, we want you to be able to make the right decision in choosing the right builder for you. So hopefully the information that I'm able to provide through this podcast can be informative and helpful that you can now create your dream home. So I hope you enjoy it and thanks for watching.
So what are the telltale signs that a builder generally aligns with a homeowner's vision?
So we covered off on this earlier that, you know, obviously communication is key, and I think that if you can meet with your builder and sit like we're sitting now and just have that really good flowing, comfortable conversation and relationship, then that in itself kind of demonstrates that that person's possibly right for you. But I think if you go to someone and you say, this is my vision and this is my budget, and you are upfront from the get-go, and that person's excited and, you know, wants to help create that vision with you, not for you, but with you, then that kind of makes me feel like that person aligns really well with you and that relationship's going to be, you know, flourish and be really successful.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree there. But also, I guess, then on the flip side of that there, if they're going to a builder and they're not really being forthcoming or can't answer those questions, you know, how can that make a bit of a difference?
I think you need to shop around, to be honest. We don't just go out and buy the first car we see. We tend to shop around. So if you are, again, making one of the biggest investments that you will ever make in your lifetime and you've met with someone and then just kind of walked away thinking, oh, you know, yeah, that person was good, but if you walk away with a but, then shop around. Go and meet with two or three builders, you know, because out of actually sitting down with several people, you're going to find the right fit for you.
That's right. And, like, you know, do your research there, chat to your builders and find out who's actually being more helpful, knowledgeable.
Have a look at their website.
Well, if they have a website.
Yeah, do they have a website?
That's right.
Are they an award-winning builder? Have a look at their QBCC license, you know, like do a bit of research. Again, huge investment. Now, we're talking money, so if you're going to spend the coin, you need to make sure that you do the research. So
that's right. And then, like, even like something so simple is ring your builder as soon as they get back to you.
Yeah.
Like we talk about communication.
Yeah.
If your builder can't return a phone call,
yeah,
how are you going to build a home?
Yeah.
You know, so ring your builder, leave them a voicemail, send them an email, send them a text. See how long it takes that builder to respond. And if you don't think it's in a timely manner for something so simple, you know, how in the world can they actually build your home? You know, so it's simple things that they can do to test that market there to see if that builder's a good fit for them before they even meet them. Because, like, everybody's time poor, you know, so yes, you go around and meet builders, but there's things you can do leading up to that meeting to see if they're going to be a good fit to start with.
Yeah, 100%.
So, just little things like that are out there. You know, I guess they have to have their own qualifying process there, the customers, to see if they're going to actually be, you know, the right person to build their dream home.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to, you know, clients, like, actually finding that right builder and getting the value, what sort of, like, communication sort of methods and things should they be using, do you think?
I think that that's a conversation that needs to happen straight away. If I'm going to communicate effectively with my builder, my question to that builder is going to be, what's your preferred method of communication? How do you want to communicate throughout, you know, this build? How often are we going to meet on site and, you know, have a walk around and talk about how the project is going? Yeah, tell me how you work, because I want to know that. You know, like you're interviewing this person, you're about to spend a lot of money, and you want to know that, that they're going to work really well with you, so interview them.
No, that's right. And then look, you know, how well are the documentation processes there and the record keeping and,
yeah,
you know, like just simple notes and conversations and things like, how can they guarantee that, you know, the agreement you're about to go into, they're going to be able to fulfill?
Yeah.
You know, so it's important that they can back it up and explain it, how that's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, give you that roadmap, you know, before you go down the yellow brick road too far.
Yeah. Right. And the terms and conditions. What contract are we going to use? You know, what's the longevity of this build? What are we looking at here? That's probably question number one. You know, we're in the housing and rental process at the moment. How long am I going to have to stay in my rental property for? Will I have to renew the lease for another year because something unexpected has happened? You know, what's the area like that we're building in? You know, all of that. What do you foresee? What's the inclement weather going to be like? You know, that's real talk. That's conversations that need to happen.
It is, and it's all valid stuff that's very important. Yeah. It has to happen on the early stages, then continue through that, you know, relationship that's been built, you know, leading into contracts and then actually building the home. So, no, very valid points.
I'm signing a contract with you now. I'm going to be saying, as a builder, you know, we're going into summer and we've already had a hailstorm. We need to be prepared for that.
That's right.
We don't know what lays ahead. So, yeah, that, just that real talk, very honest communication up front will work.
And, like, what red flags, you know, indicate a potential mismatch between, you know, like a customer and a builder?
I think they just nailed it. If I've reached out to someone and they haven't returned my call, that's possibly a red flag. Feeling rushed, not understanding the process, you know, having minimal communication. If I'm sitting down with you and talking about, you know, the contract and wanting to know all of the ins and outs of everything and you're not wanting to explain everything to me thoroughly, then I'm going to be walking away thinking, oh, this is a little bit frightening. Or again, I would always say in most contracts, regulated contracts will have it in the body of the contract anyway, but, you know, familiarise yourself with what the payment terms are as per the legislation. If someone's saying, well, I want 50% up front, trust me, that's a red flag.
That's right.
So, you know, are they financially capable of even pulling a home together? So, you know, just, yeah, do your homework. It's so important.
And you mentioned just like that, you know, different installments that obviously, you know, master builders, you have the percentage breakdowns and you follow up to the book and those payments should be paid until that stage actually is completed.
Absolutely.
You know, but you say about the 50% and that sort of stuff that goes on there, like when you've got builders asking for money, you know, before stages, you know, breaking, making up their own stages, that sort of red stuff, that it's got to be red flag, you know, and you've got to turn around and run the other way. Like it's a dangerous game. You know, it's something that I call robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of builders out there that will just say yes, 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 and just keep signing contracts and using, you know, people's deposits to pay the job that's been sitting there for 6 months or 18 months because they haven't had the funds to facilitate the build that job. Because one, they either haven't quoted it properly, you know, two, they just haven't had down their standing of, you know, how to run the job to begin with there. So it has gone over and it's bled money. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you've got to be really, really careful, you know, when you have anybody asking you for any advance money, you know. Yeah, so,
and you'll do yourself a disservice if you pay prior to the work's been completed. And we'll get into that later anyway, but certainly under the statutory home warranty insurance scheme, you if you pay in advance, you could actually, you know, ruin your chances of getting any assistance if you ever need it. So, you know, stick to the contract, stick to the rules. And again, if you're not sure, go and ask for help. Bring someone and say, hey, look, you know, I'm getting a bit worried now. You know, these people are asking for money. You know, can I get out of this contract before the work commences? Go and get that legal advice.
Great advice there. And you know, how does the builders past projects, like their portfolios, help families, you know, decide if they're the right fit?
It's visual. You know, like if like we were saying before, if someone's got a website, a great website, you can get on there and look at their past projects and, you know, the builds during the build or the builds after the build. That's a really good indication of what they produce.
Mm-hmm.
So I think having a look at their portfolio is really, really important because, you know, it will help you understand what they're capable of and whether or not they are the right person for you. Are they going to be within your budget as well?
Yeah.
That's really important.
And, like, another point around that there, do you find yourself that, a lot of the consumers get, I guess, led down the garden path and misunderstand what they're getting because they're going to these larger display villages and all the lights are on, the home looks massive, extra high ceilings and all the inclusions and fixtures and things that look, you know, $1 million and fantastic.
Yeah.
And then they fall in love with that. Then they sign up for things, not really being as informed or as educated as they should be.
Yeah.
And then they find out that the home that they've actually walked through actually and what they've signed up for, it's two different things and it doesn't include this and doesn't include that. And yeah, you know, your ceiling heights are shorter, you know, the house is actually, you know, not as big, all those sorts of things. Like, do you see that as a problem at times?
I have certainly experienced calls relating to that, you know, but, you know, I mean, I think if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, or isn't. So, yeah, again, you need to do your homework and you need to do your homework before you sign any contracts at all. And you're right, you do walk into display homes and fall in love with them. They always look amazing. They're furnished, they're dressed, they, you know, they and they're appealing because they're designed to look appealing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if it looks like a $750,000 home and they're saying they can build it for $350,000, do your homework.
Yeah. And unfortunately, we all like to hear, you know, what we want to hear, and, you know, we don't know what we don't know, but, you know, sometimes they say it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true there. Like, yeah, it's, you don't want to be paying for things twice.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And that's where variations or unexpected variations happen, right? Because you're going, well, hang on, that's not what I saw in the picture. Well, that's not what I saw when I walked through that amazing home. Where's the fourth bedroom? So, you know, just make sure that you are absolutely clear and have a very good understanding of the plans, the specifications, the scope of work and everything that you're getting for the price you've discussed before you sign the contract, essentially.
Yeah, that's perfect. And like, what questions should homeowners ask, you know, to uncover a builder's true reputation? Do you think they should be, you know, talking to past, you know, customers, suppliers, you know, like generally, like, you know, small towns like Bundaberg where we live there, like, you know, reputation is a big thing. Yeah. So, you know, definitely, you know, born and bred and very proud of it there. Yeah. But like with homeowners that are moving to the area or what, not sure, like sometimes we get caught out by the big billboards and the flashing lights and, you know, we get lured down that, you know, ideal little runway, but it's not a nice green pasture. It's a slaughter yard they might be going to, but now they get caught up in the moment or where things are. So, like, you know, do you think homeowners there themselves, like when they're doing their due diligence, I guess you could say, like what would be some certain things that they should be looking for in a builder?
I see this all the time on the Sunshine Coast community page or the Aura community page, especially, you know, moving from Sydney to Aura and, you know, we're wanting to build and we're looking at this block of land and who's the builder that you'd recommend. And, you know, the comments are somewhat interesting. So, you know, social media is a very powerful tool, as we know, and people will put their feelers out there to find that out. But, yeah, certainly asking around. And yeah, you're right. I mean, small towns, people talk. Sunshine Coast is small as well when it comes to the building and construction industry. So yeah, like just do your homework. Just always do your homework.
So and that's what I guess we can take away from this, is like, you know, always doing your homework there and making sure that you're asking the right questions. But, you know, obviously things that are on the social media things, you know, aren't necessarily, you know, official, you know, and we can make things look right. Like, look, yes, it's a great thing that people have a presence there and do stuff, you know, it gives people a good understanding of what that company might be doing, but there's nothing like being on the ground, asking around that local area. Yeah. But also then, you know, if you're getting a couple of builders that you're interested in, go have a chat with them, you know, feel them out, like we've discussed, you know, and have that honest conversation there and, you know, just put everything on the table. If both parties can be open and honest and put everything down, you know, we're not holding our cards back, I've only got a budget of this much, but it ends up being that much, but they don't want to tell that because they're keeping it as a safeguard. That's not going to help them with the conversation. You know, everyone's got to be open from both sides there.
Yeah, and have a look around, you know, have a look at the development areas. If there's a builder that's got, you know, 50, 60, 70 site signs up in a development area, you can, you know, that person's really, really busy. So, you know, you need to shop around and make sure that you're not going to put yourself in a position where you're signing a contract and you're told your house to be ready in 4 months and 12 months from now you're still waiting.
That's right, yeah. And, look, I guess there, that's when you'll get, as you say, you drive around and you'll see, like, a lot of half-completed homes and things like that there that are sitting there for a really long time. Yeah. That's only going to cause problems and, you know, cost to the actual consumer itself there. But, no, look, Nicola, that's been fantastic advice there and a lot of, you know, gold nuggets in that there, I think, for the consumers and people wanting to listen to this sort of stuff there. But I guess with one last thing there, like the final piece of advice, you know, that you'd give families choosing the right builder, what do you think the number one thing would be, you know, if they just look at one area straight away?
Looking at their previous builds, I think, is a good reflection of what the product is that they're producing. Definitely their websites, definitely do your homework on the QVCC website as well. You know, check their license, make sure they're licensed appropriately for what you are building. The QVCC website has a huge amount of information. It'll, you know, tell you their history, you know, their turnover and what their financial position is, whether or not they've been getting directions to apply. All of that information, so.
That's great advice. Well, Nicola, well, look, as I like to do, one final question from the other jar here.
I think I should ask you.
Okay. So what's something you believe is underrated in today's world?
Respect.
I like that. Yes, it's not like it used to be. Like, you know, we've spoke there previously that, you know, handshake's a handshake and those sorts of things. And I think that has a level of respect there as well. Obviously, it's not contractual. But, yeah, just the simple things is that, you know, equal level playing field of respect and, you know, the humanity or people understanding just the simpler things at times.
Yeah. Respect. So my kids were raised with, you know, to be respectful and respect their elders, and I certainly was.
Yeah.
And times have changed.
Well, let's hope we can bring that back anyway.
100%.
All right. Thanks very much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. Cheers.
Always welcome. Bye.